Unpolished Little Gems, Episode 9, Villain. Christiana's time as a zookeeper at Pablo Escobar's ranch takes an unexpectedly dark turn. The Zookeeper was performed by Kathleen Lutz and written and produced by Tasman Pinder.
It was the summer of 1986 when I came to work for Pablo Escobar. He had a zoo at his private estate with ostriches, zebras, giraffes, elephants and hippopotamuses. Pues, I just finished my degree in zoology at the Universidad de Antioquia and my course tutor Javier Fernandez Tobón told me about the vacancy for an assistant zookeeper at Hacienda Nápoles. It sounded fantastic. There were 4 young hippos at the Hacienda Ranch, 2 males and 2 females. But now, after Escobar was killed and the ranch destroyed, well, people forgot all about the hippos and then they just couldn't contain them. They were already too many. They breed like crazy. There are around 50 in the Magdalena River Basin. You see them out on the streets, sometimes crashing into cars, charging down the road after people who are carrying their groceries home. Those hippos cause chaos. It is funny to think that every one of them is a descendant of Escobar's hippos from the Medellin Zoo over 20 years ago, all part of his legacy of destruction. Now, parar bola. You might think you know what a hippopotamus is like. Big teeth, wide open, smelly mouth, and you might imagine him sloshing about in muddy water, a lumbering and graceful cow-like beast with huge, hungry eyes, thundering feet, and a protruding, low-hanging belly. Wrong! That description would better apply to my ex-marido Miguel than to a hippopotamus. A hippo is not at all what you might think. A hippo is much, much more dangerous. A stealthy weapon with just like an iron vice. A hippo can travel up to 20 miles an hour. They are 3,000 kilos killing machine. Hippos are the main cause of human death in Africa. So, if you ever want to make some Bobo Pillo disappear, the hippo is your parcero. I loved all the animals, but Pablo's hippos held a special place in my heart. Every morning, I'd wake at 6 a.m. and I'd head out to the enclosure where they're waiting, mouth salivating in readiness for bunches of bananas, crushed pineapples, carrots, and cassavas, which I throw into the enclosure and then watch them ravenously devour. The hippos and I, we just kind of connected. I knew to be careful around them. Star moscas. If they charge at you, you should run in a zigzag pattern from side to side. Oh, they can travel fast, but they can only move in a straight line. So, that's the best way to escape an angry hippo with a pecueca attitude. Pues, one day, I took my mother and my little brother out to Hacienda Nápoles. And as we walked around, I wanted her to say what a great job I'd done looking after the animals, how clean and well-kept the enclosures were. It was the most impressive zoo in Medellin. But no, mi madre. She just twisted a strand of her long black hair around her finger. Chica, you're getting fat, she said. No wonder you can't find a husband, she poked at my thigh. When I was your age, as I walked down the street, every head turned. But you, Christiana, it's hard to believe you're my own hija. I blazed red faces, feeling totally tristeza. Nothing was enough. Nothing was ever enough for her. That's why I did it, I suppose. I learned from the best, of course. In time, those hippos had developed quite a refined palate. The taste of human blood, rich and metallic. Sometimes Pablo would throw limp, twisted bodies which had been packed into the trunk of his car to those hungry beasts, and they gleefully descending upon them. Nero kissed like Emiliano with outstanding depths, or some weon sapo who told the wrong thing to the wrong person at the wrong time. Don't mess with the kingpin. Seems obvious now, but at the time those peers never listen, not until it's all too late. Pablo had a temper, and sometimes he liked to hurt people just because. Sometimes they were even fully conscious and their screams echoed through the night air. That drove the bonobo apes absolutely locos. It amazed me the way those greedy huevones hippos crunched through everything. Sinew, blood, bones, without leaving a trace that anything unusual had happened. We were standing outside the bonobo enclosures. My mother, my little brother Santi, and I. And I bought him an ice cream, a strawberry thrill. The strawberry was Santi's favorite. We were watching the bonobos through the cage when one of the apes reached through the bars and snatched the ice cream from his little hand. Santi started crying, uncontrollable tears cascading down his face like a torrent of water through a waterfall, his body heavily quaking shudders. It was then that Mama snapped. I mean, she went totally loca. She pushed Santi against the bars of the cage, slamming him into the steel framework again and again and again. The more he wailed, the more the bonobos apes screeched with displeasure. Excited by the violence, they clawed at the bars, climbing over each other, mating on the floor, in the tree, on the car tire which swung from the roof of the cage. I pleaded with my mother to stop pushing my brother, but she wouldn't, she couldn't. With an energetic violence, she continued to shove him, slapping his pequeña red face and slamming him into the bars of the cage. I grabbed at her arms. Mama, basta, por favor, you must stop, I scream. Santi, bruised and jogged into silence, mutely soft and shook with the force of each repeated blow. On the floor, next to the bonobo cage, I saw a large, smooth, round rock. I picked it up and with one clean blow, smashed that rock across my mother's head. She fell to the ground with a thud, blood gushing from a hole in her right temple. It looked just like Emmy's wound. I look at her body, slumped across the floor. Jue puta! Her legs crumpled beneath her. I put my fingers to her neck. There was a pulse, light, but even so, she was still alive, just about. Santi was shaking. Mama, 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 he whined. Shut up, Santi! You dress like a Nero and you cry like a weak little girl. Think, think, got to think. Come, Santi, deja de mamar gallo! I shouted at him to hurry up with the promise of another strawberry ice cream if he'd just get into the jeep with me. The summer air hung thick and stiff in us, sweating and half expecting Los Tombos to arrive and take me to jail, drag my mother's heavy limp body into the back of the jeep. I strapped little Santi into the seat beside me and drove straight across to the hippo enclosure, my madre's legs flopping out on the back of the jeep. I opened the gate to the enclosure, one hand on the tranquilizer gun and Santi trailing behind me, sniffing and whining the whole time. The four hippos looked beautiful out in the lake, enjoying their morning ablutions, muddy water caked across their backs, big black eyes staring out across the water directly at me with a mixture of hunger and apathy as I dragged my mother's body into the enclosure. A trail of blood trickled from her temple, streaking across the muddy floor. I locked the gate behind me and the hippos advanced toward her body. Strawberry or chocolate, Chico? I asked Santi as we stopped off at the ice cream stand. He grasped my hand tightly. We were both sweating. Then we went back to look at the hippos, licking our ice creams as we watched them fighting over my mother's carcass, ripping her limbs apart, gleefully gnawing on the bones of her torso. Within 10 minutes, they stripped her bones clean of meat and crunched them until there was no trace left of her body. "A special treat for you," I told them. "That papaya, mi madre, that witch." Santi was licking his strawberry ice cream, his eyes wide with fear transfixed on those hippos. "Will they eat me too?" he asked. I put my arm around him. "Probably, hermanito, if I put you in there too." I threw my double chocolate ice cream into the hippo enclosure. It landed. Splat! Ice cream sighed down on the mud. Revenge was sweet, but the flavor had left a funny aftertaste. "I really wish I'd gone for the strawberry, Santi," I said, and he offered me a lick of his.
Tucked away in a quiet suburban street is a magical land of intrigue and wonder. Let Us Be stars Luke Thomas and was written and produced by Tracy Haywood.
Hi, welcome to Let Us Be, dude. It's great to meet you. Come on in and check it out. Be inspired. I've actually curated this whole collection myself. I choose what we sell based on what makes my heart sing, my soul dance, and what they have available at the wholesalers when I place the order. Now, this isn't a health food store. I mean, it is a health food store. But it's so much more than that. It's an Aladdin's cave or a Pandora's box of the food of the world. I don't know if you're going to be familiar with a lot of this stuff. It's a pretty eclectic mix. So the whole ethos of the collection, I call it the collection because stock sounds like I run a goddamn newsagent or something. The ethos of the collection is love. Over here on the right, welcome to Asia. This is the Asian collection. Konnichiwa. That's Japanese for hello. I eat a lot of Chinese and Japanese food. I just feel so connected to that part of the world because it's such a spiritual place. And I think their relationship with food really shows that. Look at all these vegetables here. They're just so green. So green, green. Great, isn't it? You can see on the top row here, I have a selection of imported Japanese candies. Now, I don't actually believe in chocolate myself. I mean, geez, you see these people in the street around here eating Mars bar after Mars bar, and I want to grab them and shout, "This is why you look like that. The sugar is killing you." But these Mizu Manjus are imported, and Japanese is so much more of a profound culture. I have often said, I should have been alive in the 70s. It's just that era is so me. And I think this aisle here sums that up perfectly. It kills me. It literally does kill me how mothers in the estates send their kids to school with Kingsmill or Hovis. Geez, I mean, can't they see what it does to the ducks? And they think it's fine to give it to their kid. Which is why I have an aisle here. I cultivate it for anyone whose mind is open enough to make their own bread. For the less open-minded, I've also got a bread-making starter kit. For just £180, you get your bread maker, a recipe book, organic flour, yeast, a set of scales, and an apron. And anyone who wants to tell me they can't afford that needs to understand some basic economics. But who cares about basic economics when you're being brainwashed by those bread adverts? Man, if I could just get inside their heads and teach them what I know, they'd be... stay focused, Julian. This is my big problem, you see. I'm just so passionate about everything. I can't just be apathetic. Like those people you see out there just mindlessly going on about their mindless, irrelevant days. And that's the problem I have with people who don't want to do the work. I had one of those mothers from the estate come in here the other day. Not a clue. Excuse me, she said. Have you got any quinoa? Quinoa? Like it's fucking Noah's Ark or something. So I just kept an absolutely straight face and said, no, we don't stock quinoa. And she looked all baffled, like, oh, I thought they'd have the quinoa at the health food shop, but they don't. Ugh, you could see she was too out of her depth to question me on it. So she just shuffled out of here with her sad little Poundland bag. When she learns how to pronounce it, then she can buy it. Until then, she can keep quinoa the fuck away from me. Oh, this is the Indian section. And now the problem I have here is, well, because the locals never look any further than the end of their estate, they have no idea what Indian food actually is. When I was 18, I took a year out from formal study to explore the world. When you've seen some of the things I've seen, it's hard to eat an oven chip. I just think I should have been born in India. I was actually going to live out there, but my mum said she would only give me the money to open up my own business if I was close enough to visit her and dad on weekends. So here I am, changing the world around one customer at a time. I recently started up cooking classes here. There's been a slow uptake so far, but you know what? It's a slog. Those locals would rather sit and consume EastEnders than learn something. £100 for an Indian cooking lesson and you get to take home some sagaloo at the end of it. But no, they can't be bothered to get off their sofas and step off the estate and learn something. But look, I'm just frustrated. I'm all about learning and loving. It's just a shame they aren't, you know? I had a mother come in here the other day. Her autistic son had been diagnosed with celiac disease, apparently, and she wanted to know if I did gluten-free chicken nuggets. I told her I didn't, but I did do gluten-free broccoli, and her mind was just blown. She kept on going on and on about how she needed chicken nuggets because of his sensitivity to new food textures, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? She just can't be bothered. Much easier to put on the chicken nuggets and watch an episode of TOWIE or something. Over here, Mexico now. I don't know if you'd be aware of this, but chili is indigenous to Mexico. Sure, you can get them in your ready meals and your chiquitos. Oh, can you believe that place has the gall to call itself Mexican food? but you know what? It will never come close to this stuff. These ones are £3 each. Mm-hmm. Now, tequila. You may ask yourself why a health food store would sell tequila. But I would say, open up your mind to new cultures. and new ways of thinking. We're so entrenched in thinking about alcohol in a certain way in the UK. You know, the Mexicans sip their tequila. Bet that surprises you, doesn't it? It's actually only us who drink it in shots and then blame everyone else when they get too drunk to remember they were up for it. But the good thing about those dumb bitches is they can't afford a proper lawyer. And they make shitty defendants, stood in their cheap clothes, sweating and stuttering. Thankfully, they made it obvious to everyone that they should be lucky if a respectable young man wants to give it to them, whether they're awake or not. So, yeah. Welcome to Let Us Be, the home of living, loving and learning. I'll leave you to browse. I'll just be out the back pricing up the beans. Give me a shout if you want to learn any more. Oh, before I forget, granola bars are on offer by the Tills. 2 for the price of 1.